remember last week you told about the guy who saw the police dog having a little mistake?
Yes, yeah. I got a lot of reactions midweek.
I've got an even better one than that.
Well, last week, just of anyone who missed last week's Beltor of a programme that we're all having to be measured by, last week's Beltor of a programme, somebody saw a police dog, defecate on the football pitch and then not even own up to it and slink away as police dogs are prone to do. And then a winger come along and, of course, you know, Laura found this egg and went straight along on it and skidded along on it. And, of course, gave the crowd opportunity to say, "We'd heard it was, we were right. We were right." What do you? Where can you top that, Richard?
Right. Okay. Okay. Just picture the scene. It's Windsor Park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Northern Ireland against Sweden.
Yeah.
Okay. Celebrating 100 years of Northern Irish international football.
Yeah.
Okay. So they've all got the big band there, and it's stomping across the pitch at half time, and this regimental goat. Okay, is in the front.
Oh, it's sounding good. Yeah.
Neighing here or there, and all of a sudden it just stops. Okay, mm-hmm. And the guy who's got the big hat on and the stick sort of, you know, has a bit of a yank here or there.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden the band have to walk past him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
So he stopped with the goat?
He stopped with the goat. The band sort of, like, you know, manoeuvre past him, you know. So then he sort of manages to drag the goat off, and there we have, on the left wing...
What we can only describe as a fine, shiny pile of grape shots.
It was a cold day
grape
as well.
Shots. Yep.
It was a cold day, so we were having sort of, you know, bits of steam, Rod's barbecue.
You don't have to get too graphic. It's like,
okay.
Rod's barbecue.
So then, yeah. this old guy, all right, he's about 65 with the orange jacket on, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It comes running on with two buckets, okay? And he, into one bucket, he puts the little message.
Yeah.
Okay, and from the other bucket, he takes this large amount of sand
and
throws it on the left wing. Okay, so the team's come trotting out. I'm playing for left back, or for Northern Ireland. It was Sammy Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Right, remember old Sammy?
But for the want of one consonant, we can have a ships, I see no ships gag here, but I won't do it.
Well,
but Nelson
as,
saying ships, anyway, go on, yeah.
Well, exactly, as old Sammy was famous for his striding runs forward.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Sammy had a storming run down the left wing.
Uh-huh.
In comes the Swedish right back. Both of them sliding tackles,
uh-huh.
And what could we say?
Both straight in it?
Both straight in it.
Wow.
And they sort of, but the thing, what if you think about it? I'm there in the changing room, and the last thing Billy Bingham's going to say at halftime is, "Oh, by the way, Sammy, watch the pile of sand in the left wing.
It's got a soft underbelly."
Exactly.
Excellent. Richard, I asked you at the top, and it has been topped. Andy, I know you're hanging on, but you're going to be next. It's coming up to 10 to 7. Yeah, it's extraordinary, actually. If you... Where it be, it will be found. And you know there's only one thing in the world. Let us talk for dogs for a moment. There is only one thing in the world guaranteed, shall we call it dog's mess off a shoe. It is not the edge of a brick wall. It is not a pile of leaves. If you achieve some dog's mess on the bottom of your shoe, you can walk 20 miles over gravel, over sand, over heat. There's only one thing guaranteed to remove every trace from your shoe. It's called a living room carpet. 20 miles it can do, but as soon as you walk into it, every single bit will come off. What is it that a living room carpet dragged it off the shoe? You say, but I've got it all off. Well, yeah, it's all over the front room thing.
How are you going to do it if you really don't want it?